With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The election for U.S. Congress is a little more than a year away. Some candidates for the 7th District in Wisconsin, which encompasses much of northern Wisconsin, have started their campaigns. WXPR's Katie Thorson introduces us to Jesse Eben, a Republican from Stanley.
Jesse Eben says she wants to ensure her children and grandchildren have a chance at the American dream. It's one of the reasons the Trump Republican decided to run for Congress. Eben is a 7th-generation Wisconsinite. She worked in local government doing crisis communication and later outreach in rural hospitals before working in the manufacturing industry.
Right now, that dream is under attack by left-wing Democrats and weak Republicans. So now more than ever, we need Republicans. We need strong conservatives who will stand with the president and deliver on policies and make sure that we have someone who's a political outsider that hasn't had a silver spoon, who's worked hard in the private sector and beyond, getting real life experience and taking that to Washington, D.C. to make change.
In addition to having the American dream be attainable, Eben says another top issue she sees for the 7th District is overspending of taxpayer dollars.
I know how important it is that we get government out of the way to unleash the economic potential that we have here in northern Wisconsin. Our rural communities can truly flourish if we make sure that we remove overburdensome regulation, that we get the government out of the way so that the people who know business best can make the best decision.
The election is a little more than a year away. Eben says she plans to spend that time hearing directly from people that live in the district about what they want to see at the federal level. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The 7th Congressional District is an open race as current Representative Tom Tiffany is running for governor. WXPR will continue to bring you information about candidates as part of our election coverage. The Wausau Ethics Board has determined that Mayor Doug Denny did violate the city's code of conduct for elected officials by moving a municipal drop box. Denny hauled the box from outside City Hall into his office last September. The box was locked and not in use at the time, but Clerk Caitlin Bernardi had intended to have it installed and open to receive completed absentee ballots before the 2024 presidential election. Wausau Ethics Board Chairman Calvin Dexter.
The Ethics Board determines, upon clear and convincing evidence presented in this matter, that Mayor Doug Denny violated Section 2.03.030, paragraph J of the City of Wausau Municipal Code.
The board did not render punishment, but it did have a message for Denny.
And Mayor Denny is ordered to conform his conduct to the requirements of the City Code, City of Wausau Ethics Code.
Dexter also confirmed that Denny would receive a copy of the board's findings. The decision ends a process that started back in January when a group of citizens filed a complaint with the Ethics Board over Denny's actions. The Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Garage is a total loss following a fire Wednesday morning. No injuries were reported. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe says the fire started just before 7 a.m. It was put out later that morning. 8 fire departments were called in to assist as the fire went to the 4th alarm level of a Mabus incident. Various EMS, law enforcement, and emergency management also responded. The tribe will provide more information as it becomes available. A suspect is in custody after a high-speed chase in Forest County. Tuesday morning around 6:30, an off-duty deputy saw a blue Audi heading north on Highway 55 at a high rate of speed and called it into dispatch. Deputies responded, and a couple of patrol vehicles began to try to catch up with the driver. One patrol car was disabled when it hit a deer. The Audi hit speeds over 110 miles an hour, passing vehicles with its lights turned off. The chase ended in a parking lot in Crandon, where Mason Spray of Deerbrook was taken into custody. Outgoing Vilas County Sheriff Joe Fath gets some special recognition as he prepares to wind up his career. State Representative Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander and State Senator Mary Felskowski of Tomahawk presented Fath with an award as First Responder of the Year in the 34th Assembly District. Fath has served in the Vilas County Sheriff's Office since 1981 and has been sheriff since 2013. He has announced plans to retire December 1st. Consumer advocates in Wisconsin and nationwide are calling on Microsoft to extend free support for its Windows 10 software. More from Zimone Perez.
The company has stopped automatic security updates this week, which affects an estimated 400 million computers worldwide. Nathan Proctor, with the Public Interest Research Group, says users will need to purchase new devices or risk exposing themselves to potential cyber attacks.
So many of the computers that are running it actually don't have the option to upgrade to Windows 11, and they're just kind of stuck.
Proctor says users who want security updates will have to pay or enroll in other Microsoft services, and that the cost for small businesses could quickly add up. Microsoft has extended support for its European customers, but not in the US, and has suggested users consider purchasing a new PC. Microsoft originally claimed Windows 10 would remain current for the supported lifetime of a device, at no cost. Consumer and environmental advocates welcomed the news that it would still operate on older machines and help reduce the growing amount of electronic waste. Proctor says an extension of customer support would help prevent a massive surge in junk computers ending up in landfills, but he worries not everyone will make the transition.
You have people needing to replace these computers, and then the people who can't afford to or just ignore those warning messages all of a sudden will become way more likely to fall victim to some kind of cybercrime.
Proctor notes many rural residents and seniors may lack the resources to upgrade their software or purchase new computers, further adding to the so-called digital divide. I'm Simone Perez.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.